Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hi, good afternoon and welcome. We are excited about today. This is a wonderful occasion for us this afternoon. We are presenting National Association of Women-Owned Small Businesses, and this is our debut program. And so we are just excited and thankful to God to be able to bring news to you about our business owners, small businesses, and what they're doing in the communities, and not only in Metro Atlanta, but beyond in Georgia and in other states as well. So today we have, and first of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Tammy Bailey Fultz, and I am the CEO and president of National Association of Women-Owned Small Businesses. We have actually, this is our sixth year, and we actually have been connected with Business Radio X from the beginning. And so we are both striving and thriving and excited to be here. But today, more importantly, I am focused on the members of our organization and particularly our small business owners and partners who have supported the organization from the very beginning. And so I really want to recognize them and also to have them talk more about their businesses and what they're doing internally within their businesses, how they're extending beyond the communities, and then what they can do to help you personally and professionally. So here today, we have Bob Wehner and Carol Fisher, both representing Legal Shields, and they have been advocates and strong supporters of NAWOSB, as I stated, from the beginning. And so they are joining us today, and we'll be talking about Legal Shield and what it entails, how you can get involved, and even some opportunities as it relates to employment, because they are, of course, recent graduates and those who may be looking to get involved with this particular entrepreneurship. And so they're able to assist you with that. And also joining us today is Janet Waller. Ms. Janet is a phenomenal CEO of her company, Perimeter Staffing Placements, Inc., located in Gwinnett County. And she has done a phenomenal job. She and her husband, R.D. Lee, and building the business and have stood the test of time. So we definitely want to talk more, particularly, you know, one of the reasons why we wanted to have Janet join us today, because this is the time when graduates are looking for work, of course, starting their careers, and then those who have been out there for quite some time. So Janet will be able to talk a little bit more on that, as well as employers and how to go about staffing, particularly for small businesses. And then last but definitely not least, we will have joining us and is joining us today, and that is Sheree Smith. And Sheree Smith with Blue Phoenix Creative Media, a great CEO and phenomenal marketeer, marketing director. She can do everything from RFPs to logos. And in fact, the logo that we have today for NAWSB is the same one that we've had for the last 6 years, and all because of Sheree. So Sheree, we really appreciate you for providing us with a phenomenal logo, and we are proud to display that wherever we go. So with that being said, let me start. We have ladies that are seated all around. As you know, we are an organization focused on women business owners. However, we have a gentleman present. So this may be one of the few times that the guy gets to go first. So Bob, if you don't mind, if you will briefly tell us a little bit about Legal Shield. You know, I like to ask questions and ask some of the things that people typically may not ask you. So if you would tell us just briefly, and let's start by talking about what is Legal Shield and why is it that that would be something that people would be interested in getting.
Glad to. Thank you very, very much, Tammy. And certainly it's been a pleasure to be a partner with the National Association of Women Owned Small Business since its founding as well. Legal Shield basically does two things. One, we provide access to the legal system at a low monthly price. Two, we provide the world's leader in risk management solutions, which is identity theft. Based on these, we normally ask business owners this question: if you knew that you could call a high quality law firm for any personal or business reason, whether it's trivial or traumatic, and not get a bill, would you call? And of course, virtually everybody says yes. Well, that's exactly what we do. And while we're dealing with the particular aspects of the legal situation, probably the most universally identified issue these days is identity theft. And since we represent the world's leading risk management consulting company, which will restore your identity as well as keep you informed about it, we know that recently there were 360 million MySpace entries hacked. That's in addition to our friends over at LinkedIn, our friends at Target, our friends at Home Depot. It's rampant. So what we've done gradually over the last decade is keep enhancing the identity theft restoration part of the program, as well as notification. Just this month, we added passports, even if you're traveling outside the country. If something happens, all you have to do is pick up your cell phone, hit My ID Shield app. It will automatically come up in about 7 to 10 seconds, depending on where in the country or world you are. And 24/7, if it's an emergency, you can have access to our licensed investigators. Okay, we cover this in all 50 states. We have our legal plan in 49 of the 50 states. Alaska is the exception. We also operate in Canada. So there are 4 provinces up there where we can help people as well. But any issue, you get consultation for an unlimited number of matters. You get documents reviewed. You get letters and phone calls made on your behalf. And you can proof the letters before they go out to make sure you and the attorney or the identity theft people are in sync on what's going on. And what we do cover, and then we'll take a break and move on to the next person, but we do email addresses, social security numbers, phone numbers, credit cards, of course, bank accounts, of course, retail cards, membership, driver's license. A couple years ago, we added medical ID theft because that was growing rapidly. And the next year, we added children's identity because the crooks have figured out the kids have social security numbers and they've gone after them. And so we're here to help. Our motto is worry less, live more. And we do that. And then we provide businesses and families and individuals with legal access. And Carol will probably talk a little bit more about that. But thank you very much.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. We appreciate that. And definitely giving us some additional information. And each time that I hear about Legal Shield, learn a little bit more. And recently with the addition of passports, and of course, this time of year when families, individuals are taking and going out of the country more, especially our recent graduates, you know, a lot of them are taking the year off and traveling to Europe and other places. So that is really good and very much needed. And Carol is joining us as well. And Carol, we're glad to have you here. Carol is not only business partner with Bob, with Legal Shield, but also she is a phenomenal CEO of her own company, Workplace Partners, and has been in business for a number of years in providing not only EAP services, but a host of service support services along the lines of employee assistance programming. But Carol, if you would like to add about Legal Shield as well as talk about your own company also, please.
Thank you, Tammy. Workplace Partners is a voluntary specialty employee benefit company. And these days, a lot of times, employee benefits are what sets companies apart in terms of recruitment, retention, loyalty, engagement of employees. And Legal Shield also has just a very strong small business program. We even have a home-based business program, particularly directed for the large number of people that actually have their own business in their home, and small businesses otherwise. And all small businesses are going to encounter legal issues. It's really just a matter of time. And one legal issue for a small business can be the end of that business, one significant legal issue. So you want to have your ducks in a row as a small business owner for that. So that's what I have to say.
Okay, great, great. We appreciate it. Again, now with Legal Shield, and so either of you, Bob or Carol, if you can talk about what does it cost? What's the minimum? Because, you know, in this day and age, we are cost conscious, not only as business owners, but certainly individuals and households. And so we're budgeting and counting our dollars and pennies and all. So what could one expect if you decide that you want to enroll in Legal Shield to start?
It's certainly an extremely affordable program as well, and actually gives you access to discounted legal services for any legal matter that you possibly could have. And now we have individual plans as well as family plans in both categories, identity theft and the legal plan. And Bob might want to answer something a little bit more specific in some of that regard.
Yep, be glad to, Carol. Thank you very much. The basic program for identity theft for an individual starts at $8.95 to $9.95 if you're an employee or you're having your own business or just a person who wants to get identity theft. For a family, it's $19.95, and that includes up to 8 children up to the age of 18 at no additional cost. And I'm in the business, so I have a number of plans with competitors. And not only are we recognized as the world's leader, but we're also somewhere around half the price or less than anybody else, which is remarkable. And just recently, Business Wire, through Forrester Research, which is an influential research and advisory firm, said that the identity theft monitoring and remediation by us has the highest score possible of anyone they researched. And we were additionally got the highest score for the employee subject matter expertise, which means when you call in, you actually get somebody here in either Tennessee or Oklahoma that's going to answer the phone and put you in touch with the people that you need to speak to, depending on whatever your issue is. And again, if it's an emergency, it's 24/7 throughout the country. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter where your business is headquartered. You just pick up your phone, hit the buttons, and within 7 to 10 seconds, you're going to be touching base with somebody that can help you. The legal plans for businesses start at $29.90. And when you think about $29.90 or $30 a month, $360 a year for consultation on a limited number of matters, business contracts reviewed, collection letters written if that happens to be a situation, dispute letters written if that happens to be a situation, landlord-tenant, trial defense, and a host of other issues. If you go to a regular law firm, and I love lawyers, my brother-in-law is a lawyer, I've got other lawyers in the family, generally speaking, in Atlanta, you're going to be paying $250 to $350 an hour for that one issue. If you're calling Legal Shield, you represent the number one client for our law firms. And for $30 a month, being the number one client at a law firm that's regarded by other lawyers and judges as preeminent or distinguished, you're going to be treated just a little bit differently because we're not interested so much in billing you. We're interested in helping you get it done right the first time.
I love that. That's great. That's great. And definitely, as you stated, affordable. So what we've heard in terms of Legal Shield, definitely affordable. Individual plans starting as low as $8.95 and for identity theft.
Correct.
And then for the business for $30 a month for small businesses. And of course, you can support home-based businesses as well. So it's extremely affordable, whether you're individual, tight budget, just starting, existing, whatever it may be. And if you're a company with employees, certainly it's a great opportunity as well. We're going to come back and talk some more about Legal Shield and get into some other aspects and as it relates to the graduates as well. And for those who may be looking for employment opportunities. So we'll get a chance to talk about that. But again, for Legal Shield, you'd want to contact Bob Wehner, and Bob will be providing. Bob, you go ahead and give your contact information for those who may be just tuning in right now. Your contact information, your email, and number, please.
Sure, be glad to. 404-285-5211. And that's been my Legal Shield number for at least 12 years. So it's going to likely be the change when you call, or no change when you call me. The email address is rjwehnry@yahoo.com. rjwehnry@yahoo.com.
Very good. And if you can repeat your telephone number again, and Bob is great about responding to his emails, his text messages and all. So Bob, if you repeat your number again, and of course he can receive calls, emails, and text messages to that number also.
404-285-5211.
Great.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And we will be coming back to you. And that segues right into Janet Waller, CEO of Perimeter Staff Placements, Inc., located in Gwinnett County. And she is has been doing the staffing business for quite some time, staffing management consulting. So she is really the expert as it relates to all things. And so employers out there, for those employers who are thinking, I'm too small, I really don't have the budget for it, Janet is your expert in that arena, as well as for those who may be looking for some opportunities. So Janet, welcome. And tell us a little bit about your business and what's hot out there. It's hot summer, hot Atlanta. So tell us what's going on in the staffing arena.
You are absolutely right, Tammy. It is hot Atlanta and hot in the summer already. And thank you very much for inviting me for this event. I really appreciate it. And Bob and Carol, love to hear about Legal Shield. I've been a fan and a customer of Legal Shield since 2000. So I can definitely agree with all that you've indicated in terms of it's really supporting you both personally and professionally for our business. Well, Perimeter Staffing Placements has been in business now for over 13 years, and we enjoy exceeding the expectations of our clients. That's what we're here to do. And in order to do that, of course, we have to find the right people, the right match. Every organization has their own culture, and within that culture, they are looking for people who fit that culture, people who can come within their organization, grow, and have a home there in their organization. And we help our clients by ensuring we understand via listening to what's important to them and then delivering upon those expectations. And as I said, with the hopefulness of exceeding their expectations. We focus in the following business industries. Our key areas are manufacturing, warehousing and distribution, healthcare and education, business services, and also health or hospitality and accommodations. We really, really enjoy getting the opportunity to understand what our candidates want to do because we understand the huge, huge costs that companies have when they have turnover. So our consistent goal is to ensure that we listen to our clients, we listen to our candidates who become our employees and make that right match. It's almost like thinking about a triangle. And if you look at a triangle from all three areas, when you rotate it, you still have the same triangle. So we like for one tip of that triangle, our clients to be happy. We like another tip of that triangle, our employees to be happy. And if those two stakeholders are happy, then Perimeter can be happy. And again, we can only be happy if those two stakeholders are happy because the clients have that very important job that needs to be filled. Our employees are making money and taking care of their families. And then, of course, Perimeter can be happy because our stakeholders are happy. We also really like to help our employees by coaching them on growth opportunities. Oftentimes, I'm asked by employees, how do I get in a company and move forward with that company at a rapid pace? And I like to share with our employees the 80-20 rule. And I like to discuss that 80-20 rule by thinking about the alphabets. A, B, C, D, and F. And I tell our employees, most everyone is in that C category. So you have about 70% of the employees that perform in an average capacity on the job. Then you have those that are below average, and that's, of course, the D. And then you have those that are on the way out the door. That's the F. But then you have that category, about 5%, that is, or 10% that is B, and then you have the very elite, the 5% that are in that category of A. And when you're in that category of A, meaning from a frontline employee to an executive, you know your job responsibilities, you're engaged, you're accountable and responsible, you are very much focused on getting the job done, you understand the impact and you think systemically about your job, not just how your job affects you, but everyone around you that is affected by your job. In other words, your stakeholders, and you're fully engaged in that, you become an A-level employee. And that's how you not only get to keep your job, but you get to get promoted and be of more value to your organization and your peers and your manager.
Great. Janet, you have given us some great information there. I feel like I could get out there now and start recruiting on behalf of Perimeter Staffing. You know, I love the example of the triangle. Definitely, you know, painting that picture for us. So that is great. And then, you know, really breaking it down and saying, you know, where are you? Because now it makes you think for yourself and for others, you know, well, where am I falling? Am I in A, B, C? You definitely don't want to go past C, right? We don't even want to go past B. But definitely, so with the staffing right now and the areas that you define, those are key areas. Hopefully you all caught that. But when you talk about manufacturing and talking about healthcare and hospitality and all, and given Atlanta, Metro Atlanta, we know that in Metro Atlanta, you know, that's where a number of the corporate entities are coming in. That's where the headquarters, they're wanting to be here for those very reasons. So those are awesome to have those key areas. Of the areas that you mentioned, which do you find to be probably the most difficult in terms of staffing and why?
That's a very good question, Tammy. And we've been finding that the frontline positions that pay candidly less than $10 an hour are very, very difficult to fill. One of the things that we do with our solutions that we offer, and those solutions are direct hire, where our clients come to us and say, basically, we need you to do the search for our organization, and here's what we need you to find. And of course, a fee is agreed upon. That's typically a direct hire, and most candidates, most job seekers would prefer a direct hire. So that's an easier fill. Even if it is an IT position, the pool of qualified IT people is very small, of course, hence the huge demand for that type of skill level. But it's easier to fill because folks are looking for direct hire positions. But when you have a frontline position that is paying less than $10 an hour, it is definitely more challenging to fill because you have less people looking to make $10 an hour. It is doable, but it is more challenging. And I would say to those that are looking, if you're an entry-level person looking for a job, I would say that when you come to an interview, you want to try to make certain that you are able to articulate your ability to get to the job every day and get to the job on time, your ability to do the job, your ability to learn and retain what you have been trained to do so that productivity is as high as possible for your company. And I think also if we look at the other solutions we provide from the direct hire to temp to hire to payrolling services, as well as on-site management, I think that in any of those different solutions provided for the employer, if, again, as Tammy indicated, you try to be a B player and or higher, you will always be able to be employed. It may be initially difficult. You may find yourself where a lot of folks find themselves right now underemployed, but getting your foot in that door, being a minimum of a B player, you'll quickly find yourself making more than you ever expected by being fully engaged and doing the job that you are that you were hired to do.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. Well, I tell you, you are definitely have nailed it in your industry. And I know with the number of placements that you have done and continue to do. And so we really appreciate it. Of course, Metro Atlanta benefits and the employers benefit as well. Now, are you working solely within Metro Atlanta? Or have you expanded beyond? Tell us a little bit about your market area.
Well, with our respective solutions, we do temporary and temp to hire and long-term temp solutions only in Metro Atlanta. Then for the United States, we do direct hire all across the United States.
Right.
So, and we enjoy being able to, I think the best way to position it is this. There's a lot of people as the president and CEO of this company that I have to keep happy. But I also like to get fulfillment out of the organization as well. And my biggest area of fulfillment where I can sit back and say, wow, I love my job, is when I get a chance to go out, meet clients, current clients and new prospects, and learn about their business. It's so amazing, all the different businesses that exist, as Tammy indicated, from small businesses, medium-sized businesses, Fortune 500 companies, all here within Metro Atlanta, and to have the privilege to actually go in and listen to their needs and have the privilege to be able to be an extension to them to support their needs is a real honor, and it's something I enjoy doing every day.
Wonderful, wonderful. Great, Janet. And can you tell us what or share a little bit about what are the current needs? Do you have any staffing needs immediately that, you know, you have sitting there on your desk, or the people who you have working for you that are saying, yes, can you please, when you get there, can you please tell them that we need to fill this like ASAP?
Excellent question, Tammy. Yes, for all you job seekers, our key needs right now are those that are machine operators, administrative assistants, those that are maintenance mechanics, manufacturing maintenance mechanics in particular. Also, we love banquet servers. We have a lot of country clubs and other food service organizations that need very high qualified customer service oriented banquet servers.
Okay, wonderful. Great. And for those who may be interested in employment, and not only what you have just mentioned, but perhaps have some other questions, whether they're an employer or employee seeking job fulfillment, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way to reach me is either via my email address, which is janet.waller@perimeterstaffing.com. Or you can call me directly at 678-407-9909, extension 108. Again, extension 108. Now, you can also text me. I just love texting. Just got into it 3 years ago, and I can't put the phone down for texting. You can reach me there at 404-445-9917. Again, 404-445-9917.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And to all of our listeners, and we really hope that you are taking some great notes, and certainly you'll have an opportunity again to hear from all of our business owners who are here today. But certainly we want to make sure that you are capturing this information. So we have covered legally from the legal aspects. And again, you do not have to be in business to have the legal shield. It benefits families, it benefits college students, and it benefits just anyone individually, collectively, as well as your businesses. So we are building a foundation here. So you have legal services that are available to you at affordable prices, and then as well as for your staffing needs or for those who are looking for employment. So we hope that, again, you are taking these notes, that you are writing the contact information out down. And of course, you will have an opportunity where you can view this again, get the information for all of our interviews that are taking place today. And so we have along with us, and definitely not least, but Sheree Smith. Sheree has been in business forever, but to look at her, you would never know. She had to have started when she was like newborn. But Sheree is an awesome, awesome, phenomenal consulting herself in terms of marketing and directing and helping with websites and logos and your portfolios and all of those things. And she has had some great, great clients that she served and supported and continue to do so. So we welcome to our table today and discussion, and that is Sheree Smith with Blue Phoenix Creative Media. Welcome, Sheree.
Thank you again, Tammy. You know, me and you have a relationship that goes beyond yes. business. So I thank you again. As she mentioned before, I have been in business come September, 12 years. And I started Blue Phoenix Creative Media immediately out of college. Graduated from college in 2004. Had a tough time finding a job. And I said, you know what? Why not just make your own business and make your own way? So that's what I've been doing since then, and it's really been a blessing. I've had the pleasure of serving various industries, anywhere from the music industry, small businesses, corporations, radio stations, anything you can possibly think of, I pretty much had a little hand in. Started out with me. Now we have a nice staff of designers that are very professional and very experienced and are very passionate about what they do. One of the things that we specialize, in addition to the services that Tammy mentioned, logos, websites, proposals, press kits, RFPs, business cards, pretty much all your major business services. One thing that we like to specialize in is the branding aspect of it. And because the branding aspect is so important, and it's a job and a task that we do not take lightly. We appreciate and respect the fact that our clients pretty much take their baby and say, here you guys, here, doll this up and make this look right, you know. And it's a lot of pressure because you want to do it right. And if they're spending their time, effort, and money into this, we have to do our due diligence and make sure that the customer is very satisfied in what they and their expectations and of what they need. So we like to start out with the basics, the logo, the branding. And a lot of clients come to us with ideas. Some of them don't. It doesn't really matter either way. And we also offer suggestions. As I mentioned, I started this business when I graduated from college. My major in college was graphic design. And a little bit of web design as well. So I understand color theory, and I understand the importance of fonts, the proper placement, the importance of white space, various elements that are kind of sort of getting away from basic design today. They're still relevant and valuable today. So we tend to kind of get back to the basics, one, and also kind of add some new features in there. The importance of social media, because a lot of people don't understand social media and how really it's a really effective free form of advertising. And if done right, you can really reach your target market with ease. So it's a method behind the madness. Thank goodness that we all specialize in different things. And so I can hand that off to this person and hand that off to that person and just kind of sort of oversee. But at the end of the day, again, we respect the fact that our clients come to us with their baby, with their bread and butter, with their passion, and say, make this pretty and help us make this successful. Help us take this to another level. And a lot of those clients come back when it's time for a refresh, when it's time for upgrade, and say, okay, all right, so we've had this logo for 2 or 3 years. Now it's time to update this logo here. So like I said, we don't take what we do lightly. It is very important what we do. A lot of people do not take businesses serious if they do not have a website. As a matter of fact, with smartphones, when I first started doing this business, we didn't have smartphones like this. I remember we had the old Nokia phones that I would play Snake on in the middle of class in college. But I'm just telling myself. Anyway, but but we had the old Nokia phones, and it wasn't, you didn't have the ability to go to a website. Everything was pretty new when I first graduated from college. And again, it hasn't been that long. So, you know, technology has changed so much that you really have to constantly evolve. And be able to change with the times. And that's what we hope to do here at Blue Phoenix Media, just keep your company relevant, evolve with the times, and be there to provide all of your business, marketing, and web design needs.
Wonderful. Great. Thank you so much, Sheree. And knowing that you are involved in the day-to-day operations, you're hands-on, mm-hmm. and you're meeting people from so many different industries, What is it that in terms of your, what is it that you absolutely love that's your baby when it comes to, is it designing the logo? Is it brand marketing? What is it that's your baby that you have a real passion for?
I love designing. I love designing. The web design portion of it, I hand off that portion of it, but I like being able to take an idea, sketch it out. I'm old school. I still have my sketch pad. I still have everything. I do it. Like I said, you know, some people have different processes, but to me, when you're able to take time, turn on my Keurig, get my Starbucks brewing, get the team together. We have a meeting. We discuss, generate ideas, form keywords that the client, is looking for. Like if we have a meeting with a client, they kind of generally tell you what they're looking for, or they may explain the reason why they want to use this type of symbolism. So these things are taken as notes, and we kind of create this board, you know, this kind of spider diagram of the ideas and concepts that could possibly symbolize this, but still make them relevant, still make them effective, still make sure that it's open to their entire market, not just one. Still making sure that it's universal. You can bid on government contracts with this logo. You can do this with this logo, and it doesn't harm anything. So that's what we try to do. A lot of the times, like I mentioned earlier, they come with ideas, but we just don't take their ideas and say, okay, this is what you wanted here. We use our expertise and say, okay, this is what you wanted, but also here are a few suggestions as well. You can go with whatever you want, but this is why we did this, and we try our best to explain it as well. So.
Great, great. What would you say is perhaps the one thing, common thing that you see maybe the mistake that, particularly for small businesses, when it comes to whether it's website or logo design or anything, is it color? Is there one thing that kind of stands out in your mind that seems to be an error that's pretty common in terms of what small business owners are doing or not doing?
I think the main issue I see is the them not updating their brand, and it looks dated. And even though I am young, I still believe in the future of the youth because they know a lot more about technology than we do. You know, I'd much rather just lead and kind of sit back and let them introduce us into their new technology. So my thing is, okay, if you had this logo 5 years ago, you might want to refresh it and update it just a little bit. Some of those colors that were okay back then they're not okay now, or they're not in that palette, it looks dated. So it's just a matter of making sure they evolve as their business grows. Their brand represents the growth in their business and their ability to take on more clientele. If you still have that logo from the beginning, then you might get that same clientele, even though you're ready to handle more. You're not expressing to the world, to your audience, that you're able to handle that type of workload.
Okay, great. Well, I guess you stepped on my toe. Ouch. Well, that's really what we're here for, to uncover some of those things and to talk about it. And so given that, you know, I'm in that boat, exactly what you're stating, that we've had the logo for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, like anything, you're comfortable with it. You become complacent. It looks good. It fits. And, you know, it just doesn't rock the boat. So we'll definitely have to talk,
of course,
some more and talk about those colors. So what's the hot color? So what are hot colors now for in this season?
Well, it used to be your simple red, blue, yellow, and greens. Now the color palette is kind of sort of shifting with the Pantone colors. The Pantone color palette is pretty much any color that you can have in the rainbow. It's variations of green, is variations of this color, is that color. So what people are doing now, they're taking a strong blue and then they're researching the colors that are next to it in that Pantone color palette and in that similar number, and maybe adding either the opposite color, which is the opposite color of blue, you know, would be orange. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll add that contrasting color to it, or they'll just add a lighter version or a darker version of that blue. So that's generally the trend. And also what I love is everything is getting back to being clean. being precise. None of the bevels, none of the gradients, none of the drop shadows, none of that. It's just straight, clean, white space, beautiful, gorgeous, awesome design. It bugs me when I see a piece that aesthetically looks great, but it's not effective because the proper hierarchy was not placed on the things that was most important to that client. So say if, you know, we have a RFP and you're not putting, if the demands for that RFP were to specifically put this in XYZ order and the creative person said, okay, well, that's fine, but I'm going to put it in ABC order. Well, guess what? Now that person is disqualified because they didn't fill it out the right way. You can get your client disqualified simply by not putting the RFP in the right order. And the simple aesthetics and stuff like that, that designers, young designers sometimes miss. Just keep it simple. Keep it basic. And then add a little element of pop to it. But all of it's not necessary. The most important part of your job is to make sure that it's effective. Design matters, yes, but it being effective matters so much more.
Well said. Well said. Well, thank you for that, Sheree. And how can one contact you? Because now, of course, you have everyone's ear and we're all kind of going rolling our heads and looking at our phones like, oh, my God, let me look at my logo. Let me look at my website again. And thinking about that old blue and looking at some of the other colors. So what's the best way to contact you?
My website is blue. PHX, and that's blue like the color, P as in Paul, H as in Hector, X as in x-ray.com, bluephx.com. And also you can follow us on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at bluephx media.
Wonderful. And how did you come up with the name Blue Phoenix?
My favorite color is blue. One, and I like the symbolism of the actual bird, the phoenix, how it continues to reinvent itself. It rises, and when it comes down, it reinvents itself as something even bigger and better and bolder. And that's what I try to do. I try to constantly evolve and change with the times, keep relevant, and also provide great innovative services for all of our clients.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, I tell you, if nothing else, if you're not getting hyped about what the information that you are receiving today, you're really missing out. We hope that you by now have not only tuned in, but are asking others to join you to hear what is being said around this table today, because we have some awesome information. And if you missed the first part of it, we started out with talking about Legal Shield. I believe in starting with a strong foundation, and definitely Legal Shield provides that. And we have some great examples of that with our leaders here. With Bob Wehner and with Carol Fisher, and they are directors within the organization. I'm going to kind of go around the table and mix it up a little bit so that we have an opportunity for all of us to ask maybe that one question that I may not be asking, but that some of you are thinking about, so you have an opportunity to ask questions of each other. But I'll start it and go back around, starting from Sheree. Okay. So, Bob, what in terms of, now we know that May has just ended, there are May and June graduates, in addition to perhaps the December graduates and those who may have graduated before that are still looking. So what type of opportunities are available with Legal Shield?
Okay, actually, thanks very much for asking. That's a good one. Some of the people that graduated don't have a job. Amazing. They're looking, but while they're looking, they can start to have their own business and earn extra money just to help obviate what bills may be coming in. But some of the people haven't graduated yet, but they don't have a summer internship. They may be applied for them, but they just didn't come about this year. So those people, if they want to help other people, that's the fundamental requirement for me to work with someone and for us to help someone start their own business. If they want to basically help other people live better, have better results, that's who we're looking for. Whether they're grads or whether they're single parents, dads or moms who want to be home but can't be, then we want to help them generate some income from home so that they can be there and be the parents they want to be as well.
Great, great. Any questions that you all have of Legal Shield for those who are sitting around the table today? Any questions?
I have a quick one, Bob and sure. Carol. My question is, how would we go about having, we have about 900 plus employees. during a given year? And how would we go about finding a real easy way to ensure that prepaid legal is offered to them?
Okay. We have an employee benefit program. In fact, that's Carol's company, is Workplace Partners. We want to partner like you want to partner with the owners of companies. And one of the ways that we can help keep employees is by offering them benefits that they need. One of the things, as you know, as a member of Legal Shield, and my wife and I have used it over 80 times in the 12 years we've had it, is that it's something to actually use. Most employee benefits, like insurance, life insurance, auto insurance, whatever it is, you don't really want to use them. But Legal Shield, we want people to use it to make their life better. So when they come to work, they're not worried about what happened outside of work. They can focus on what their employer hired them to be and maybe reach that 5 or 10%.
So a good EAP program is the best way to get it to, for employees to have access to PPL.
It's important, an important vehicle, certainly, that can be used. And that's actually, we were an employee assistance program first. And that's how we expanded into a range of benefits because Legal Shield was a good fit. People have many, many situations today that they challenge and struggle with as employees. So it's very important.
One quick addition to that is that it's 100% voluntary benefit, generally speaking. But the government just changed the rules for identity theft for individuals so that if it's a fringe benefit, and I have customers that currently provide it as a fringe benefit on the identity theft side, then it's a pre-tax benefit where it used to be after tax. So it's even better than it was. And we reduced the price by 50% for individuals in the last year. So, I mean, it's just incredible. But presentations to the employees so that they understand what they're getting is the key to having a high enrollment rate.
I also like to add, from a small business perspective, this is almost one of the things should be pretty much mandatory in your monthly expense. Just like you mentioned earlier, if you have a legal issue as a small business, it really could make or break your business depending on the scale of it. So I would really like to encourage all small business owners to at least look at it and consider it because it's really important. It's some of one of those things that we kind of sort of overlook, but it's just as important as our branding. It really is.
Yeah, I think one of the nice things about this group of people today and meeting you for the first time is that we're all in this to help others
exactly
grow their business and be successful, exactly. Do what they really love. Mm-hmm. I mean, when Tammy asked you what was the key thing that you really want and enjoy, that's what we do. And so I appreciate that very much.
Great. And so with that, with Legal Shield, and as Sheree has stated, and the great question that Janet asked, as well as Bob and Carol elaborating on the services, very much needed. Can't stress it enough. My parents have it. I have it. The organization. So we go on. And many of our members have benefited greatly. And I tell you, you cannot have, as a small business owner, you really cannot have a better champion and supporter in getting with Bob and Carol. I know it sounds like the movie, but Bob Wehner and Carol Fisher, but they are awesome in terms of just their overall support of individuals as it relates to your entire business needs, not just the legal matter. Bob, I know personally and professionally, as well as Carol, that they have supported so many of our members in various aspects that have gone well above and beyond. And so for that, we say thank you. On not only on behalf of the organization on NAWSB, but also just for me to say thank you on behalf of the members, because you have really supported us well, supported the members individually very well. And so we're excited about our relationship and continue to look forward to great things with you guys. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so Janet, for you all, do you have any questions for Janet in terms of perimeter staffing, from whether individual needs, whether you have niece, nephew, godchild out there looking for a job? I'm taking notes. I have a list of godchildren and others who have recently graduated that definitely will be taking a look at that. I do have a question. Thinking about resumes, I'm sure you see your share of some doozies.
Absolutely.
So, yes. So tell us, what is it that it stands out in terms of resume for you? What stands out?
I really like the resumes that highlight in an area of key skills, the key capabilities of a person, and then having that reinforced in the body of the resume via descriptions of what their job responsibilities were on the job. So if they can, at the very top, you can capture the highlights of your capabilities with just 4 to 8 bullet points, and then let the resume flow and consistently recap what you have highlighted as your capabilities throughout the resume. If you have a resume where I have to search hard to find what you're really good at, I'm going to go to another resume where I don't have to search as hard.
Okay, good. That's good advice. And, you know, the challenge has always been for many, especially for our new graduates, when you have little to no experience. And so you're applying and applying and saying, "What it takes, you know, it takes someone hiring me to get that experience." So what do you recommend that type of resume as well as the individual? What should it look like when you're given that situation?
Well, first, let me say this, Tammy, and this is really important. When a recruiter from any organization calls you and says, "Hey, I've just reviewed your resume from one of the numerous job sites that exist," and they say, "Want to talk to you about this position," please don't respond by saying, "Okay, what company is this? Because I've submitted my resume to so many companies, I cannot recall which one." Please don't do that. That automatically puts you at the bottom of the roster for consideration for an interview. So instead, go through the different job offerings that exist and really zero in on an industry that you would love to get in. You don't have to have the experience all the time. Just look at the type of work and industry you'd like to be in, then target those respective industries, and then search for the companies that you feel very comfortable with. When I first got out of college back in 1988, I didn't know what I really wanted to do, but I chose the organization that was very familiar to me because my mom always ate their potato chips. And it ended up being a wonderful experience. But that's why I chose that organization, because I identified with their potato chips. So find something that feels comfortable, something that feels familiar, and an industry that you think you could evolve with and grow and contribute to others. And then create your resume from that by highlighting your key skills, and then start your search and target a few organizations. Don't mass merch your resumes out there. Be very specific about what you want and go for it, and you'll get it.
Good, good. That's good. That's great advice. That's great advice. Well, I can only imagine how many resumes that you personally, as well as others within your organization, review and get on a daily basis. But that's all a part of staffing, and so we get it. But thank you for those insights. And I'm sure that some of our listeners out there are probably nudging their children and grandchildren and godchildren, like, get on here. You need to listen to this lady. So definitely reach out, take a look, and brush those resumes off and take a look at that again. I want to talk to Sheree. You know, when I'm thinking about resumes and thinking about staffing and all, I know that one of the things that I've seen, because we've utilized a number of interns within the organization, and so I too get a lot of resumes, and like you, I've had those examples of those who said, "Now, which company is this again?" And that is a flag. But one of the things that I've noticed also of late with our millennials is that they will send videos and they will send other things rather than the standard or traditional resume. So, Sheree, let's talk a little bit about that. What are your thoughts in terms of that?
I totally disagree with that. And the reason why is the person that's hiring you is 9 times out of 10 not in your age demographic. So they're not going to get what you're trying to do. If you're sending them a video, say if it's embedded in a PDF, they're not going to think to click play and play that video. So the point is for you to get their attention so they can read it. And not be turned off by noise or whatever crazy thing that you're going to submit to it. That's why I was mentioning earlier, you got to combine the old with the new. And a lot of graphic designers in particular tend to feel they have to have all this stuff going on. And it's really not that. If you're really trying to get a job in the industry, the designer is the person that's hiring you is not looking really for your ability. It's looking for your, again, you understanding the brand of what you're getting ready to do, your client, just like you said, and who you're going to serve, and also being open to listen and take their demands. And because a lot of the times in the industry, you're going to have a million edits. You're going to have to go back and forth with the client. And this is in corporate America as well. So you just need to show your patience, your ability to be able to solve the problem, just like you said, and just keep it really simple. Have a few samples of your work on your resume. That's fine. But make sure everything is sectioned off and clear. If this is the resume, that's the resume. If this is the portfolio, okay, what am I looking at? Am I looking at print work? Am I looking at web design samples? What was the point of this? You know, a lot of times I tell people to include a case study or two to help explain where this client started out, what did you do, and what were the end results. Keep it, again, 48 bullets, and keep it simple. It's really that simple. And a lot of times, too, get an internship. I had an internship with our athletic department at Georgia Southern. I went to Georgia Southern.
Hail Southern.
But anyway, I went to Georgia Southern, and I had an internship at our athletic department. And I used that portfolio to get my first client. So a lot of it is experience, getting your feet wet. Yes, you don't have to get paid for your experiences, but an experience is an experience no matter what. And it's something that you can put on your resume, just go ahead and do it. You're a recent college grad. You have the time. Go ahead and do it.
Why not?
Great, great. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up. We have about 3 more minutes left. But we want, again, for all of you who may be listening, to really take a look at what you have. If you were able to jot some notes down, of course, with this being recorded, you will have the opportunity to play it again. But we really want you to take note of the information that was stated here today, valuable information. And just think, if you had to sit down and do consulting with any one of these people, you know, you may have to pay a little fee for it. So we're giving this information to you free today here on behalf of National Association of Women-Owned Small Businesses. And again, we want to go back and to give the contact information for Legal Shield with Bob Wehner and Carol Fisher. And again, Bob, if you would give us your contact information.
Be glad to. The phone number is 404-285-5211. I love to text as well, so please feel free to use that. And R.J. Wehner, W-E-H as in Henry, N as in Nancy, E-R, at yahoo.com.
Yeah, and just to piggyback on for Legal Shield, that they are available to come out to talk to groups. This is how NAWSB got involved. They've talked to member organizations, church groups, family groups. There is no shortage. So you do not have to be in business, but certainly if you are, we encourage you to support and to reach out to them. But they are gladly talk to, whether it's one person or 151, they will gladly come out and talk to small and large groups as well. Employee groups, employee-based groups, any group at all, they are more than happy to come out. And it doesn't matter. It does not have to be limited also to Metro Atlanta. They are true road warriors and have traveled with me throughout the state of Georgia and beyond. We've even been in Alabama. And I know Bob goes to as far as New York even, and supporting businesses and individuals with Legal Shield. So definitely reach out to them. We thank you for coming. We also want to thank Janet Waller with Perimeter Staffing Placements, Inc., And Janet, we cannot say enough about the information that you have shared today. Hopefully those who are our graduates, even not the graduates, those who are looking for career changes, that they're dusting off those resumes, taking another look at it, and making some changes there. So if you would give us your contact information again.
Absolutely, Tammy. It is my email address is janet.waller@perimeterstaffing.com. My office number is 678-407-9909, extension 108. Again, extension 108. And you can reach me via text at 404-445-9917.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Janet. And again, we appreciate you coming and spending some time with us today. Could not have been more timely in terms of just the season that we're in, and knowing that there are a number of people who are still looking. You know, we're post-recession, but there's still lots of unemployment, underemployment that's going on out there, particularly underemployment. And so we really want to help in that arena as well. So thank you so much. Valuable information, and we really appreciate it. And then Sheree Smith with Blue Phoenix Creative Media. Again, if you had to sit down with her and just get some consultation, it could cost you for what you received today for free. And we're very appreciative of that. So Sheree, if you would give us your contact information, please.
Yeah, my name is Sheree Smith with Blue Phoenix Creative Media. We provide innovative and effective graphic web design and marketing solutions for small to medium-sized businesses. My contact information is 678-595-1666, and you can call or text that number. Our website is bluephx.com, and we're also on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at bluephxmedia.
Wonderful. Well, this is your host, Tammy Bailey Fultz, CEO and President of National Association of Women-Owned Small Businesses. We are excited about this opportunity. We thank Business Radio X. We want to give a shout out to Alexandria today and our executive producer of the show. And we're just grateful for the opportunity to be able to bring this information to not only small business owners, but again, to those who are looking, whether for legal services, for coverage, looking for employment opportunities, employers who are looking to employ others, and for those who need to dust off their websites, their logos, and to put a new face on and brand your business correctly. So thank you again to all of my guests who have appeared on today's show. We're excited to great opportunities, not only in store for those who have been listening, but for to each of you individually. So thank you so much for joining us today.